The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:06, 24 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. Your host, Kelly Alexander, thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. Again, Dr. Ronnie Monk here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Hello, Ronnie.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. I'm always happy to have you back on CJD, and I know we do it usually a couple times a month. And when I'm driving in to host the show, I'm always excited because I know I'm going to learn something new.
That's my goal.
So, and I retain the information, as you remember.
You do.
I try to retain the information. And so I just find it fascinating, all the things that we talk about, and very excited to have you here, of course. Don't forget that if you would like to see the behind the scenes of what it's like here on CJD during Ronnie's show, very simple, because you can jump onto his Facebook page, Monk MD Dermatology, and he has a Facebook Live going on right now. So you can join us that way. And of course, you can ask questions through Facebook. And of course, we'd love for you to text in as well to 514-800 or again by phone, 514-790-0800. We've got a lot to talk about ce soir, because I know we're going to focus a little bit more on our boys, on our men tonight. Lots of topics that are very sort of exclusive to them. But of course, if you have questions about, skincare, all that sort of good stuff, sunblock, of course, Ronnie can answer that as well. But you wanted to start off with men care with regards to PRP and how that translates to hair care.
Yeah, well, I thought today, given it was just Father's Day mm-hmm. and it's all about the men, I thought we'd really focus today's show on that topic.
Okay.
So, of course, when you think about men, I think the most popular thing I'm doing these days is PRP. Mm-hmm. So for those that aren't familiar with it, PRP basically stands for platelet-rich plasma. And this is a treatment that I do for many purposes. I mean, in my office, we do it to restore skin health, and it helps rejuvenate the skin, make the skin glow. But the most interesting thing, I think, with PRP over the past 2 to 3 years has been using it to promote healthy hair regrowth.
Okay.
So it's really interesting. I mean, how is it that we can use our own blood to stimulate hair in people that are losing their hair over time? And it's fascinating. There's more and more studies and research going on this topic over the past few years. And what we think is that actually in our platelet-rich plasma, we have a lot of very, very good stuff for hair follicles. We have growth factors, we have vitamins, there's different nutritional components. And basically when you inject it into areas where the hair follicles have shrunken, you basically stimulate new pathways that help to regenerate new hair. So, as we get older, both men and women, we thin our hairs because the follicles basically collapse and they don't sprout healthy hairs. And those follicles, if you biopsy them in the skin, they actually are kind of shriveled up, little tiny pea-sized follicles that aren't able to produce hair.
Okay.
After we inject PRP with those growth factors, we can actually turn on pathways, and these follicles that were once shriveled up will then resprout new healthy hair, which is a fascinating thing because it's all natural. There is no downtime to it, mm-hmm. and it really works, which is amazing.
I have a couple of questions for you. First of all, does it hurt?
Great question.
Yeah.
It's multiple pokes in the head.
Okay. So, I love that. It should be a bumper sticker.
It's not that it hurts, okay. But I use a very, very small needle. Mm-hmm. I go pretty slow. The fact that I use a very fine, small needle, a lot of my patients will tell me it's about a 2 or 3 on 10.
Okay.
We also use other techniques to help lessen the discomfort. So mm-hmm. in my office, either we blow cold air
yeah.
while I'm injecting. Sometimes we'll use a vibrator while I'm injecting. So it is distracting. And, the whole procedure takes 10 to 15 minutes. It's mm-hmm. a super quick thing.
Okay.
I really flood the whole area where there's thinning with the plasma. And, people love it because they see the results. Yeah, you feel it. It's a poke. It's like any other poke you've gotten. If you've gone for a blood test, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But it's very doable. You walk out of my office, it's as if nothing's been done. And ultimately, you see an amazing result in about 3-4 months' time.
Second question is, let's say, you know, you were born with brown hair. Your hair starts to fall out. You start to do the PRP. And let's say you had started to go gray at this point. Yeah. Is it growing back gray or is it growing back brown?
So that is a very interesting question. And what's fascinating is that new healthy hairs that are sprouting are often pigmented.
Oh,
so they're often colored. So I remember that one of the first people I did, he was a gray man and he was starting to thin, self-conscious about it. So he started doing some plasma and the new hairs that were coming were dark brown.
Wow.
And it was fascinating because he had gray hair for many years. I mean, he was gray in his 30s.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he had brown hairs that were growing out.
Wow.
So it was very obvious which hairs were new and which weren't. A lot of people that I do plasma in, when they come back after 3 or 4 months for their follow-ups with me, we notice together that their overall appearance of their hair, it's healthier, shinier, and darker. So yes, it does help restore dark hair.
And can you explain, Ronnie, why that's happening? Or it's just genetically, that's what the hair would have been like? So,
well, I think, you know, these hairs that are being resprouted, they're new. The follicles have been totally reinvigorated.
Okay.
They're like new. It's like a new healthy follicle that all of a sudden is sprouting new healthy hairs.
Okay.
The reason we go gray is because a hair follicle has a finite amount of melanin over its lifetime.
Okay.
And that melanin gets gradually lost over time until eventually it grows a gray hair.
Yeah.
So if you have a new follicle with new pigment in it, it's going to sprout brown or darker hair. Oh. So that's the whole theory behind it. So it basically does show that these signals that are being delivered by the plasma will give not only, you know, a boost to the current hair, but you're actually getting new hair regrowth.
Okay. Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk is on CJD right now. My name is Kelly Alexander. Ronnie, another question with regards to PRP. Let's say, you know, somebody does a treatment. How many treatments does it usually take to sort of get things happening? And then do you have to sort of follow up in 6 months or a year, or how does that work?
So it's only been available now first of all, it's been on the market for a long time. I mean, people would inject PRP into joints to improve arthritis. They use it for teeth transplants.
Okay.
For various reasons, it's been out there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In hair, we've been using it about 4 or 5 years. So it's fairly recent. We don't know the exact protocol, what will generate the best results. But, you know, I'm very science-driven. And from what I learned about it, usually the recommendation is to do 3 or 4 sessions initially and then maintain the results, because we all know that thinning is a progressive chronic thing that happens throughout the life.
Mm-hmm.
So my protocol in my office, I'll usually do monthly sessions. I do 4 in a row to really induce the result, you know, really flood the stimulus in there and get a given result. And then once it's obtained after 4 treatments, I'll usually recommend to do 2 or 3 per year. So patients come, people come and do 1 session every 6 months. If you're keen and you really want to be on top of it, you can do every 4 months. But not, you know, it's very doable at doing 2 treatments a year. And it really does, I mean, I've been doing it now for about 2 years in my practice.
Mm-hmm.
It really, doing it twice a year is more than enough to maintain the result long term.
And just before we get to traffic, candidate wise, if someone's been bald for a while or like, you know, lots of hair loss, are they still a good candidate, or is it really someone new to losing the hair?
The best people will be those people that are starting to thin. So
okay.
If you're early in the process, you're the best candidate.
Okay.
If you're really bald and you inject PRP in a bald area, you're not going to all of a sudden have a full head of hair.
You're not going to be a chia pet.
No. So it won't do that. But if you have a good background there, for sure, by doing some plasma injections, you can improve your density and it will just look healthier and thicker.
Okay, perfect. That's amazing. So we're going to head off to traffic in just a sec. When we do come back, though, we are going to talk about cool sculpting for guys and also injections, fillers, all that sort of stuff for our guy friends. If you do have questions, of course, male or female, Dr. Ronnie Monk, happy to answer here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. If you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, that is monkmd.com or 514-937-2757. It's 7:15. time to see how the roads are working in and around Montreal. So off to the CJD Traffic Center with Mark Shaloub.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on your Tuesday evening here on CJAD. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. If you have questions, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And of course, we'd love to have your first name in the text. Now, this show, we're dedicating it to the men out there, you know, following Father's Day and all that sort of good stuff. Dr. Monk thought it would be great to sort of focus on them a little bit this show. So the next thing we're going to talk about is cool sculpting. And, you know, that word has been sort of bandied about the last couple of years, that's for sure. And I think a lot of people, though, still don't exactly know what it involves. So can you explain cool sculpting first?
Cool sculpting is basically a technology that's really taken off over the past 5-6 years. So it's a body contouring technology. So, you know, every laser company I know over the past 5-6 years has really targeted the body market, and the body market has really risen. You know, people are looking for basically non-invasive procedures, no downtime, no discomfort that really will get rid of fat and contour the body. Mm-hmm. Like I said, every laser company has their own unique technology. Cool sculpting is a different. It has brought the body contouring ballgame to a different level. So it's basically a technology that freezes the fat. When those fat cells are frozen, they form these intracellular crystals. And these crystals basically will break the cell open and the fat cell will die.
Okay.
So it immediately will destroy fat and get rid of it. You don't see a result right away, though, however, because what happens is your own immune system will come into the area because it's inflamed. And it will eat away at those fat cells. So the fat cells break open, they die, there's dead fat in the area. Then the immune system has to come in and eat away at that and drain all the fat. And so to see a given result, it takes about 2 to 3 months. Why is the technology so popular? Is because it really works.
Okay.
I mean, if you have fat that you can squeeze in any area of the body, then you can. It's amenable to cool sculpting, very safe technology, and it's really effective. Every session of cool sculpting in a given area will get rid of about 20 to 30% of the fat cells in that area. So, you know, you hear stories, and I've talked to people that say to me, I've done cool sculpting, I didn't see a result, why didn't it work for me? The truth is, and for most people, this is the truth. If it didn't work for you, you did cool sculpting, you didn't see a result, it's just because you needed more sessions. Most of my patients, after we've done 2 or 3 sessions, the results are very similar to surgical type results without any downtime or cutting. So it's pretty amazing. In the beginning, everybody was under treating. Everybody would say you need 1 treatment session to get a result. Oh, your tummy, you need 1 session. It's not true. Most of the time you need 2 or 3, but if you're willing to do it, your result will be incredible. So it's a technology that's not painful, no downtime. You can do sports the same night you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really easy to do, very safe and effective for everybody, and it really, really works.
And not that you need it, but you've done it to yourself.
I have. I mean, I've done all the technologies in my office because I love to try things. Plus, I had a little bit on my love handles I wanted to do and was self-conscious about. It was incredible. I mean, I played hockey that night. So everything I'm saying on air, I mean, I personally experienced.
You tried it, yeah.
And it really worked. I mean, it really got rid of what I wanted it to do.
And the only thing you had, and I think this is like a known thing, is some people get a bit of numbness for like maybe a week or 7 days or whatever, or it could be long, depends on your body.
You know what? I had numbness for about 6 weeks.
Okay.
So it happens.
Okay.
I mean, the most common side effects after you do it, there might be a little bit of discomfort. Usually it lasts, I'd say, up to a week. Most of the time it gets better within 2-3 days if it's there.
Okay.
The numbness is common. A lot of people will get numbness in the area, and that can last anywhere from a week to a few weeks, but it always reverses.
Yeah.
What else? I mean, sensitivity, a little bit of swelling.
Yeah.
Really minimal.
Okay.
Not much in terms of reactions.
Okay.
The areas that are amenable to treatment, like I said, it's any area you can squeeze. So in men in particular, the areas that we're doing most in our office, it's a lot of tummies, a lot of love handles, even on the back. You know, some people get back pockets, especially women under their bras. They get pockets of fat there. Cool Sculpting's incredible for that. In women, we do a lot of legs, inner and outer thighs. In men, I don't do it as often. Actually, something that I've been doing more and more in men is breasts.
So men
that have like fatty breasts and, you know, a condition called gynecomastia where you have excessive breast tissue, you're not all candidates for it, but a lot of the time there's actually fat in the area. And if you do some Cool Sculpting in that, you can actually target the fat cells, destroy them, and the breasts actually will shrink.
And I know the last time I think we talked about Cool Sculpting, you let the audience know that this is not like a weight loss tool.
It isn't.
Yeah.
You're not going to lose weight with the treatment because the amount of fat that it actually destroys is very little compared to the rest of the fat in the body. So you're really not going to lose weight, but you can lose pant sizes.
Yeah.
I mean, your pants will feel different. They'll fit better. You'll see changes in your body despite not losing weight. And I want to add that the result is irrespective, if that's the right word, of diet and exercise.
Okay.
So if you maintain the same diet, the same exercise, you'll still get a result. It's not meant to be paired with diet or exercise, although if you do that, you're going to obviously see better changes.
And again, I know that we're sort of focusing on the men tonight. When it comes to Cool Sculpting, because I've been into your office and I actually, you let me watch a procedure of Cool Sculpting. Do you end up using the bulk contraption more than the other handles, or because men are physically bigger, I would think.
So there's different types of hand pieces. You're talking about a debulk hand piece.
Okay.
So this is a hand piece that, you know, if you have a lot of fat to lose and you want a significant result, it will, you know, it's about this big. If you're watching me on Facebook Live, it's a large contraption, and it will significantly in one single treatment reduce a significant amount of fat.
Okay.
If you're a thin guy and you just have a little bit of bulges that you want to get rid of, you're not going to fit into that hand piece. It's really meant for larger people.
Okay.
So then we would do more of our sculpting hand pieces.
Okay, perfect.
You know what the other popular area we do on a lot of men?
The double chin area. That's what I thought. Okay.
So if you have a double chin and you have a bulge in your neck, and you know, especially when you're taking selfies and stuff, you notice it.
It's true.
That's the type of thing we do a lot of Cool Sculpting for, and it's great.
Much more coming up on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. After the break, we're going to talk about injections, fillers, and Belkira. We're also going to get to Botox, but not for what you think. So that's coming up on CJD. Of course, don't forget that you can reach out to us, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. If you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, monkmd.com and 514-937-2757. My name is Kelly Alexander. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Don't forget that you can check him out. MonkMD.com is the website. 514-937-2757 is his office number. And he's actually currently Facebooking live. So you can go to MonkMD Dermatology to see what's going on here in studio. And he's in his scrubs, which I always love. And by the way, I come straight from work. You come straight from work. And you and your team have the best scrubs. I didn't even know that black scrubs existed.
They do.
But they do. And they look very professional.
Thank you.
So yeah, it's not like you're on that show ER. Like it's it's not the dull green. And if you have questions, of course, Dr. Monk here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Now, we'll take questions. We love that. We're focusing a little bit for the dads and men this week on the show, just coming off of Father's Day. And so we're going to get into injections at your office that are popular for men. So what would they be?
I'd say most popular injection I've been doing in men over the past, I don't know, 2-3 months, I'd say it's probably Belkira.
Okay.
You know what Belkira is?
I've heard the word. You've explained it before, but I'm lapsing in judgment right now.
So it has a different name in the U.S. It's called Kybella in the United States. In Canada, Belkira has been around now probably 2 years. It's been Health Canada approved.
Okay.
Although in the U.S., it's been around for longer than that, at least 5-6 years, I'd say.
Okay.
So this is an injection that is FDA approved in the neck area to permanently destroy fat. So if you have a double chin, we talked about Cool Sculpting as being one option for double chin fat.
Mm-hmm.
Another option is Belkira. So if you have a double chin and you want to remove it permanently without any surgery or cutting, Belkira, it's simple. It's just injections into the neck area will totally destroy fat cells. It's a natural molecule. So the other name for it is, it's known as deoxycholic acid. And this is basically an enzyme that we have in our intestines that digests fat.
Okay.
So when it's injected into fat, it does the same thing. It kills the fat and it will totally contour the neck area. So if you have a double chin, it's great for that area. Very popular with men and women, but especially men, I'd say I do that. And now I'm kind of using it. It's off label for other areas, but I'm experimenting with it. I've used it in the back. You know, some women have bra, not bra fat, but you know, right in the armpit, you sometimes have extra fat there.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been using it there and it's been really good for that area. If you have little pockets, I like it a lot. However, if you have more fat, I usually use my Cool Sculpting device, but it's a great little injection, not much downtime to it, a little bit of swelling, which can last a few days, but otherwise easy to do. It literally takes 5 minutes to do.
Wow.
You need a few treatments. So I usually tell people between 2 and 4 sessions, but it is permanent.
Okay.
So it's not something you ever have to repeat. Those fat cells are dead and will never come back.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And so what other sort of injections do you do for the boys out there?
So, you know, men and women, we're the same creatures, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing I do on women, I often do on men. I do a lot of fillers in men too. You know, men, we're becoming more and more metrosexual, myself included. We want to look good. We care about how we present ourselves. And so if you want to do something to, you know, delay aging and make yourself look a little rested and natural, then fillers are great. And the areas I often will fill men, you know, men often have deep, deep folds going from their nose to their mouth. So this is an area I'll often fill in men. Filling the cheeks to restore volume in the cheeks is really youthful. So a lot of men can do great with that. You know what's surprising? I've been doing a lot of lips in men too.
Really?
Yeah. So men, I mean, like women, we thin our lips over time. And if you give, and you can't fill a lip the same way in a man as you would in a woman, because you would feminize their lip if you did that. But by using, you know, nice technique to really give a masculine appearance, I think filler in the lip is great for men too.
Wow. Yeah. I would have never thought about that for guys. So they're like coming and asking for this?
Yeah. I have a lot of men coming to see me and telling me their lips have been thinning as they're getting older. And sometimes, you know, you speak to people and you can visibly see that their lip is almost invisible. So you build a lip back. It's really, really nice. I think lips is definitely something we don't talk enough about in men. But if you have thin lips, I mean, fillers really work well and look super natural. Nobody would know.
Do you do stuff, because I know we've talked about women and hands. Do you do hand stuff on guys too?
Yeah, not as much as women.
Not as much? Okay.
I mean, women care more, I'd say, about their hands and their necks than men do. Although it's becoming more and more accepted and more popular.
Yeah.
I do a lot of men's faces.
Right.
The other area I do a lot in men is jawline.
Okay.
So men want a bold, masculine, defined jaw. And chin. I do a lot of chins in men too, because, you know, we lose that volume in the chin, especially as we get older. So, and it's very manly to have kind of a bit of a wider jaw, good definition in the jawline, and just a protuberant chin, not protuberant that it sticks out and it's obvious, but just to have some masculinity there. It's very attractive and very masculine.
And do you have to make sure, Ronnie, that everything's matching? Because, like, I know we've talked before about Caitlyn Jenner, for example, who obviously did whatever she needed to do on her face to make her look younger. But then, you know, you saw the interviews and her neck didn't match her face.
So the way I look at fillers and beauty in general is everything has to be balanced and everything has to be proportionate. When you look at somebody and you know they've had work done because they have these big bulging lips, that's because the lips are out of proportion to the rest of the volume in the face. If it's all balanced, when you look at a beautiful Hollywood celebrity, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lopez, the reason they're beautiful is because they have very balanced, proportionate features.
Okay.
Their lips are balanced to the width of their jawline, to the volume of their cheeks. Everything is about balance. So when you want to get a very natural, refreshed appearance, you have to take that all into account. And I think that's what I really specialize in, is giving a very natural look and making sure that the balance and proportions are there. for the face, but also between the face, the neck, the hands. You can't just concentrate and focus on the face because your neck's going to age and then it's going to look unbalanced because you'll have a young face on an old neck. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of neck rejuvenation and tightening in my office. I do a lot of hand procedures because the hands have to match what's up there. So whether it's fillers to fill in and help help the bony appearance of the hands, or it's laser to help remove brown spots on the hands. You got to really focus on all the areas if you really want the best results.
This might be a silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Do you ever have to do anything on someone's ears?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's funny that you asked that. Okay. Actually, just before I came today, one of my technicians came up to me and said, I want my ears filled. Because what happens is, you know, a lot of women, their ear hole will stretch
right
over time. And the earrings don't sit the way they used to sit because the ears hang down.
Yeah.
Or the earlobe kind of gets saggy. So fillers in the ears, I do a lot of.
I never knew that.
And what's fascinating is the way your earring sits, I mean, it takes me 5 to 10 minutes to do. And the way your earring sits is totally different after it's been filled. Wow. Very, very popular to
and
fill the ears.
And what do you use to fill it? Is it Botox? Is it?
No, it's so Botox is a muscle relaxant.
Right. Okay.
Lines and wrinkles related to expression.
Okay.
I use fillers to give volume and rigidity.
Okay.
And you want to give kind of a framework for that earring to sit properly.
Wow.
So fillers in the ears is gorgeous and takes not a lot of product, and the results people love.
I was like, if you're trying to match the neck with the face and the hands, I'm like, well, the ears have to come into play at some
point. For sure. Filling the ears is very popular.
Much more coming up on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. If you have any questions, here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. When we come back, we're going to talk about Botox, but not for what you think. So make sure you're listening. It's 7:45. Time to head off now to the CJD Traffic Center and see what's happening on the roads with Mark Shaloub.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We'd love your first name in the text. Also, if you'd like to reach out to Ronnie at his office, 514-937-2757 and the website monkmd.com. So I've been teasing our listeners with the Botox scenario, if you will. I know a lot of times you'd think, oh, this is for cosmetic reasons, but you actually have Botox for another reason, a medical reason.
I do. So we do a lot of Botox for cosmetic reasons too,
mm-hmm.
but in men especially, women do it too though.
Okay.
We use a lot of Botox for sweating.
Wow.
So when you flood an area with Botox where you sweat a lot, the Botox will significantly, if not completely, reduce those sweat glands and prevent sweating from happening in the area. So it's funny, I just gave a big, I did a Facebook Live with La Roche-Posay.
Okay.
Because they're launching a new product.
Mm-hmm.
So I recently was on camera with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman says to me, are you going to raise your hands? And I'm like, no, not really. Why? She's like, because you have sweat stains there. And I'm like, oh. And I didn't even notice, but just being on camera and stuff.
Under the lights.
For sure, I tend to sweat. So I think it's a problem that happens in most people,
mm-hmm.
but with some people, it's really excessive.
Yeah.
And what's incredible is if you have been suffering with sweating for a long time and you're really self-conscious about it, do a little bit of Botox in the area. You won't sweat there anymore.
Oh, wow.
So I get patients, they tell me they ruin their clothing because they sweat constantly and it ruins their shirts and they can't buy a certain color because their sweat shows too much. And after we've done Botox in them, number one, it will last between 6 and 12 months. A single treatment will last between 6 and 12 months, and they will stop sweating.
Wow.
I have patients that don't even wear deodorant anymore because they don't smell because there's zero sweat. So it's significant. So how does the Botox actually work for the sweating?
Mm-hmm.
Botox, it basically affects the way the nerves talk. So for cosmetic reasons, it affects the muscles because the nerves don't communicate with the muscles anymore. So you know, the muscle relaxes because it's not being stimulated by the nerve. For sweat glands, it affects the communication between the nerves and the sweat gland. So they don't have that nerve supply telling the sweat gland to produce sweat. Uh-huh. So the sweat glands just stop producing sweat.
Wow.
So the most popular areas we do, for sure, the armpits, that's number one. But other areas, I mean, any area you're prone to sweat, you can actually flood with Botox and get a really nice result. So we do the palms, we do the soles. So if you have smelly feet or sweaty feet, you know, it's a very popular procedure. Believe it or not, we do a lot of scalps.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people are scalp sweaters. And when they start sweating, you know, their hair is drenched and the sweat's dripping down their face. Mm-hmm. So if you flood the scalp with Botox, great result.
And how long does it last, Ronnie, again?
Between 6 and 12 months, okay, for most people.
Okay.
It is dose related. So, mm-hmm, you know, if I do it and then I have patients coming back at 3 or 4 months and telling me it didn't last that long, I'll just double the dose.
Okay.
So it's a really dose related thing.
And is there, like for someone who sweats excessively, is that actually like a condition? Like, is there a name to that?
So it's called hyperhidrosis.
Okay.
One of the most important things with this is what we do in the consultation is we basically make sure that there's no medical reason explaining why they're sweating.
To check that out. Okay.
Yeah. Most of the time it's just because, you know, it could be genetic and it's nerve related and mm-hmm, in different situations you tend to sweat more.
Okay.
But sometimes, for example, if you have thyroid disease and you have high thyroid hormone, that'll make you sweat a lot. If you're a diabetic and your sugars are abnormal, that can make you sweat a lot. So it's important. It's definitely important to make sure that the medical stuff's been checked off first before mm-hmm, we actually treat you for sweating.
And is there like an age where you would start helping out someone with this? Or,
you know what? Whatever age you are, when you become self-conscious about the sweating is when I would start Botox injections.
So you could be 18.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I treat teenagers with it.
Okay.
In Quebec, probably around the world, actually, it's also something that could be covered by your private insurance because it is considered a medical problem. So we get a lot of insurance companies that cover the procedure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. If you are a sweater and you're self-conscious, I mean, you should highly consider it. It's also not permanent,
okay, which
is nice because mm-hmm, you don't want anything permanent.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, which I don't know why you wouldn't, but if you're just one of those people that want to try something and you're not sure, it's not going to last forever. Give it a try. I think it's going to change your life.
Now, before we wrap up the show, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about lasers and men.
Lasers are also very popular with men. The most popular thing I probably treat in men is maybe rosacea.
Okay.
So a lot of men have rosacea. Their face is red and kind of their skin tone is uneven. So we do a lot of lasers to lessen redness and rosacea. We do a lot of lasers to lessen sunspots and brown spots and sun damage. Like I said, men are starting to care more and more about their appearance too. And mm-hmm, we want to look good. We want to match our good looking wives. And so it's important to start taking care of your skin just like your wife does and start to think about doing some procedures for yourself.
Now, what do you want to say to the men out there, the men, the dads, the single, you know, whoever that might be like, because I think sometimes, especially when it comes to the cosmetic stuff, for men, it still can be like a bit of a stigma around it.
Absolutely.
So what do you want to say?
So number one, I think it's important that you know things are always private. You're going to talk about things as much as you want to talk about them. If you're comfortable like I am talking about them, you can go and tell whoever you want that you're doing this and that procedure. But if you're that private guy that you don't want to talk about, that's fine. And it's not for everybody. And you don't have to talk about it is what I want to say. You could be as private as you want to be. That's the first thing.
Okay.
I think it's important to take care of your skin because, like I say to everybody, you have one skin and only one skin. So if you don't take care of it, the damage and the brown spots and the wrinkles, they will accumulate over time. Mm-hmm. And you will care more and more when it's maybe too late. So
okay,
you have to start thinking about prevention early on.
Mm-hmm.
Why do men work out? We want to look good. We want to have muscles. We want to be attractive. We want to look good. Why do we go to the dentist and clean our teeth? We don't want yellow teeth. We want nice, straight, white teeth. So why are we going to take care of our skin? It's really because we care about how we look. We want to have smooth, attractive skin and features. And if you think about it from an early time, you're going to have that by prevention. It's never too late, okay? If you're later and you have deep wrinkles and you have sunspots, we can clear that up. But yet, the sooner you treat it, the better you're going to do. So be proactive with your skin. I think you'll just feel better about it.
Now, time to say goodnight to your young ladies.
So my kitties are going to bed soon. I'm not going to see them because I'm going to play hockey now. But Gabby, Jamie, and Avery, they listen to me every night, and I love them, and I will see them tomorrow morning.
And your beautiful wife,
and
Gail.
And my beautiful wife, Gail, who I love.
So, Ronnie, thank you so much. Always appreciate hanging out with you. So
thank
great.
Thank you, Kelly.
Make sure to check them out. MonkMD.com is the website. 514-937-2757 is the office line. And also, make sure you follow him on Instagram. He's got amazing pictures up there and photos about procedures, so you get an idea of what's going on at Dr. Ronnie Monk. My thanks to producer Brian Callisar for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Coming up after the news, it's The Nightside with John Pohl. Have a great night. Thanks for listening to CJAD.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.